to be followed by IITC via Campesina Europe.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Small-scale food producers have been using their traditional knowledge to feed the global population for centuries. We apply this knowledge to our agricultural practices, to the way we store our produce, to how we treat the environment, to the materials and methods we use to build our tools and houses, to our traditional medicines, and to the preservation of biological resources and the environment. We would like to highlight that a central element of peasant knowledge is the fundamental need for a diversified, multifunctional, and sustainable farming and food system to create specific cultural and knowledge systems. Whether this be for livestock and dairy productions, seeds, agroforestry, hunting, fishing, self-consumption, and or local market preferences. The current food system, which is based on the commodification of nature, the mechanization of agricultural techniques, and the invisible collection of big data for the profit of a small group of corporations, is putting our rural communities in a very vulnerable situation, which will have consequences for all of us. This includes an increase in national and international migration, more hunger and poverty, especially in rural areas, and quick climate change. We would like to remind all delegations that peasant farming is labor-intensive and relies on low capitalization. It can be sustainable because it is based on the richness of our cultures and traditions. Yes, we are clever, we are intelligent, and we are sophisticated. Our skills, knowledge, and culture from past generations are essential for us to be able to feed our populations and take care of the planet. European Union's import and export practices, alongside free trade agreements that the EU has negotiated or already signed with other countries, also threaten the traditional knowledge and cultures of our fellow peasants in other regions. Moreover, they undermine small-scale food producers here at home. These trade agreements, such as CETA and the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, impose intellectual property rights, which include patents on farmers and subject people who use their cultural heritage to penal infringements. I would like to draw the delegation's attention to the ILO Convention 1958, number 111, Employment and Occupation, and end with a quote from the Declaration of Philadelphia, 1944. Quote, "All human beings, irrespective of race, creed, or sex, have the right to pursue both their material well-being and their spiritual development in conditions of freedom and dignity, of economic security and equal opportunity. Therefore, Mr. Chair, it is necessary to keep this article in its entirety, including the proposal of South Africa to keep the free, prior, and informed consent." Thank you, Mr. Chair.